Welcome to Runners of the Corn Podcast, a podcast about all things running in the Midwest.
It's just a hike in the woods. It's an adventure.
But we are recording.
Oh, we are.
Oh, boy.
With your host, Jen Heller. Here we go. Welcome to the podcast. It is just me as of right now until my guests, and that is plural, two guests arrive with me. All right. So today is, what is the date? We are looking at December 29th. It is Friday. We're coming up on New Year's Eve. It has been a long, hot minute since I recorded. It has been December 7th. It's looking like we're recording almost like once a month. But, oh, I made it twice in this month. Just barely. Barely. But this is probably not going to release until after January 1st. But I want to get this released before we come into the Yeti 10K. So, since we have done the podcast, nothing big has come out. We haven't had any big races that I can remember, and I hope I didn't mess that up. As far as race updates, I don't have nothing huge. I mean, nothing really big to talk about. But what I can talk about is there's a few things coming out, and I'm going to forget them all. I know this, but I'm excited about this. On December 31st, New Year's Eve, which this podcast will already be released by then, Pintum registration is open. You know, I'm pretty big about that because I'm one of the race directors along with Lauren and Matthias. So woo-woo, we are super, super excited about that. So get your butts over to registration and get signed up for Pintum. You can sign up for the 6, 12, or 24-hour race. Or, hey, here's an idea. Do the 12 or 24-hour relay, okay? So the relay. You can do the relay. How fun would that be? Now, here's an idea with the relay. I was thinking, what if you have got energy departments in your work and you could be like, you guys against you guys. Like, I don't know, office A against office B? Or, I don't know, why don't we challenge something like Dixon City Police against Dixon Fire? Wah, wah, wah. I mean, that would be like kind of funny. So there are some ideas for you guys. Get signed up. Come join us. I mean, you cannot find, that's a really affordable race. It was mentioned like, oh, there's not a lot of bling to this race. Yeah, we know that. But the reason there's not a lot of bling is we want to keep the cost down. So that's what you get. Okay. All right. So join that. So Pintum, we've got Pintum registration. And then the other thing is we're coming up, like I said, in the Yeti 10K. But also, unfortunately, that day is also the Frozen Gnome Race 10K. So both races are on the same day. What a goocher. So some of y'all had to make a really tough decision. Future reference, just so you guys know, the Yeti series always falls on the first Saturday of the month of December, January, February, March. Hopefully, Frozen Gnome doesn't fall on the same day as Yeti series next year. I'm just fingers crossed next year that doesn't happen. So good luck to you guys doing the Yeti 10K or the Frozen Gnome, whatever it is you're doing. Good luck to you guys. And then some of you guys are doing the Chillbilly January 13th. I feel like I told somebody I was going to do that and then I didn't sign up. I'm just not quite ready. I have been getting over a back injury and my body has just taking a little extra time getting over that. And I'm going to be honest, I've been enjoying the holidays. I took some time off with my husband. I just haven't been doing a lot of running. So I'm a grown adult and I don't want to. Okay. All right. So there's that. You can still sign up. Also circling back to the Yeti series, you still can sign up for the 10K, 15, 20K. If you didn't do the 5K, you're not going to get the shirt, but you know, you got to get the, you know, to get that special shirt, you have to do all of them. But if you still sign up, you get to join the Yetis, you get to be a part of that, and you can still get the there's some like some swag you get for signing up, some gifts for signing up. So there's still some spots available, not many, but there are some available if you're interested. Hang out with a bunch of the Yetis out there, some great people. Great environment. And then everybody always goes out afterwards. So there's that. I'm often enticed by, oh, there's food afterwards and drink. Yeah, I'll be there. So get into that. Skunk Ape. I talked to Grace with Meadows Monster and Skunk Ape is about sold out, you guys. So, and there is no exceptions, no room. So if you think, oh, I can get in. No, you're not going to be able to be like, oh, I'll just message them and get in. Nope, that's not going to be the case. So if you're kind of pondering it, get time to get off the pot and just do it. So because the 806 only has 17 spots left. The 314 does have some room, but get on it. So Chupacabra will be opening soon. The registration maybe will happen sometime in February. Rumor has it. So that's what we got for races right now. There's some big ones opening up. I mean, we got Mines of Spain, Kettle. I mean, all the fun stuff starts opening up January 1st. So I can't wait to get on my Facebook feed and see what y'all are doing. So I'm pretty excited. All right. I want you to know that I'm still planning on talking about the safety on the trail. Some of you guys sent me some emails and messages about things that have happened to you on the trail, some females. And I really appreciate you guys sharing those stories with me. I do still plan on circling back and having that conversation and going over that stuff. So that is not lost. Morgan Mader and I kind of talked about that. We might talk about that when she's on the podcast. I am having a heck of a time getting Morgan and I scheduled together. So we are hoping to get recorded in January. So fingers crossed, Morgan and I can get our schedules lined up and get recorded. So, but anyway, that's our update on that. So with that, next up is I have some guests for you, some special guests for you. This is going to be a unique podcast, something I've never done, something I've never even seen done in the running or ultra running community. We always interview guests who have done running, ultra running, been at races and stuff. But I thought, how fun would it be to get the perspective of somebody who does not run? And I've told you I would do that, like husbands or spouses who don't like running or whatever. And I still want to do that. But that's not who I have for our special guest. No, I thought, how fun would it be to get it out of the eyes and ears, well, eyes and mouth in this case, of a child, and ask questions about what they think about the crazy stuff we do out on the trail. So with that, I have two children as my guests today who are going to talk about ultra running and what they think about that. So, okay, here we go. I have my guests here with me, and the surprise is it's my nieces. We're going to leave their names out because they're children. Ages 6, 7. All right, you're 7. And how old are you?
12.
Okay. Ages 7 and 12. Who, do you guys do ultra running?
No.
Do you run?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. And your dad manages a
bike store.
It's truck down in Peoria, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
So you're kind of exposed to the craziness of the sports, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
He literally leads his bikes in the halls, and so we bump into him a lot.
So you know what it's like. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're having these guys here, and we're going to talk to some kids and be like, what's it like? So first of all, thanks for taking my picture. I was suffering taking a selfie this morning, which you busted me out. And then you're like, so you helped me. You took an amazing photo that I posted this morning. It's gotten some compliments. So check you out, little Miss Photographer. Did I just say your name?
Yes, you did.
I'll have to blurp that out. So when you guys hear a bleep, that's what that was for. I'll try and do my best not to say your name. Okay, so your auntie has ran 4 100-milers. What do you guys think about that?
It's very impressive.
You think it's impressive? You don't think I'm crazy?
No.
No?
Some people just like to run.
Yeah?
Yeah, do your thing.
Do your thing. What do you think?
I think it's really...
Oh, I got to stop saying your name. Okay, what do you think?
I think it's really interesting, and it's very...
Get closer to the mic.
It motivates me when I'm like exercising. It's like, oh, I think this is really hard, and I think about you doing the 100 miles. And I'm like, oh wow, you know what? Maybe it isn't so hard.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Now you have done some stuff. You're big into swimming. That's your sport. You guys have a lot of that down where you live. So, and you did, I've been to 2 of your little triathlons. You guys do mini triathlons where you're from. And you like that?
Yeah, it's really fun and challenging.
So let's talk about that real quickly. I was at your last triathlon and I busted you out in your run. I went out and ran out to where you were and you were doing great. Did an amazing job, but you went to go for, you paused for a walk break, right?
Yeah.
And your auntie said, what are you doing walking? And your face was like, ugh. I am busted. And you took off and you sprinted and you ran it in. What did you, how did you place?
I can't remember.
I believe you got,
I think she's second.
You got a trophy.
Oh yeah. I was second in girls ages 9 through 11.
Yeah. Hello. Congratulations. So that was awesome. Okay. So I'm trying so hard to get my family into running and I feel like maybe I got a chance with these guys. So, all right. So what do you think about people though? You mean you think it's great that they do 100 milers? They're not crazy?
Yeah, I don't think they're that crazy.
All right. So what do you think is the coolest thing about ultra runners?
Me?
Yeah, you, the little one.
That they just like run a lot of miles.
Yeah.
That's really
Hold on. We're going to pause for just a second. All right. Okay. So you think that it's cool that they like to just run the miles.
Yes.
What do you guys think we get when we do 50 or 100 miles, when we finish 100 miles? What do you think we get when we finish?
Like really big rewards.
Really big rewards?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I think like a participation award and like some things that like some stickers or something.
Some stickers or something. All right, here you guys go. This is what I got the last time I ran 100 miles. Here's another 100 miler. This is what I get.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, this is.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This looks like a second place reward.
Well, it wasn't even that. That is a belt buckle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you
wow,
put those on your belt. Cool.
I like how it's dinosaur themed.
Yeah, that's a dinosaur themed one. That one's from the Hennepin 100. So you put that on your belt and you wear it. Would you guys wear that on your belt?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
Show it off.
Okay. All right. Cool. This. Cool. I didn't know how you guys would feel about something like that. All right. What's the longest you ran? Youngest one.
Well, in school one time we did this like thing, see how many laps you can run across the gym. I did like 30 something.
30 laps?
30, like 35
laps. Good job. Were you, what did you feel like at the end? Were you tired?
Yes.
Yeah, tired. And you, oldest, the 12-year-old.
I ran like 2.5 miles for like an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay. What? No, I think you went, it was not an hour. It was faster than that.
No. I we have a treadmill in our basement, so one day I was just bored and I was running on the treadmill in the basement.
Well, she was down there for a while.
I think your mileage is off because I know your pace and you definitely went further.
Yeah, probably.
Wow. So you have ran once when you, I know your first triathlon, you ran so fast, or not so fast, you ran, you sprinted so hard, you almost vomited. How do you feel about that?
It really kind of sucked. It was very exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. But you were like at the end, we were all excited and you were like, I don't care. Get away from me. Weren't you?
Yeah. I was about to pass out.
And you went back and did it again. Why did you do it again after you felt like that?
Because I feel like I could accomplish something. It was really fun.
I love it. That's so awesome. Okay. Would you ever run like 13 miles, 26 miles, 32 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles? You ever, would you think you would someday?
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
If I get better at running, then I might.
How do you think you get better at running?
Treadmill.
Maybe like going on like daily walks or runs for a while.
So you treadmill.
So you think maybe practice would make you better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like daily walks, or I could take out my dog walking.
Yeah. I feel like this is solid advice for our listeners. Just, I don't know, practice? You think just keep going on a treadmill?
Yeah, definitely treadmill.
Just nonstop on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you were to run against a superhero, who would it be?
Probably a superhero because they can fly. And,
but
like,
who? Which one? Who would you want to run
maybe
against?
Maybe the slowest one.
I mean, that's a solid choice right there. I'm going to pick the slowest one. What? Who would that be? Like Ant-Man or I don't.
Aquaman? Is that a person?
Aquaman? Good luck on the land,
Seaboy. No, Slow Man. Slow Man. I don't know if he's in it.
Yeah, you're going to pick Aquaman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only swims.
Okay. Good choice. All right, if you were going to make a special snack for ultra runners that would make them super fast and super strong, what do you think that would be? Oldest. Wait, Let's go youngest. Okay. Youngest.
Probably like something like a really big treat, because treats give you like sugar rush and like a lot of energy.
Yeah. So what do you think if, so say you went out with Auntie and you're like, and Auntie's like, oh, I'm so slow right now and I can't run. I need you to feed me something that's going to make me go really fast and strong. What would you give me?
Probably like a really, really, really big cake.
Okay.
So you get a really big sugar rash and you just leave me around. Just like zoomy, zoomy, zoom away.
But what about the sugar crash?
Crap. There's that.
I'd probably just walk you home.
Walk at home?
And make you sleep.
You got to talk on the mic. They don't think they can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Miss Older One?
I think there would be, like, this special granola bar. So I've heard of this gum brand that, like, that helps you focus better, and it gives you some energy. My mom has been eating that. It's been working a ton.
Okay.
So we can try and put, like, some of that in, like, a small granola bar.
Okay.
To, like, go off energy for a while.
I like it. Now I'm going to really throw a big Gucci at you. What if it makes me want to poop my pants? And then I come back and I say, I just pooped my pants. What would happen then?
Well, you'll go to the bathroom.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. If you were to put on some magical shoes... Pretend we're going to play pretend. And these are magic shoes. And these make you be able to run super fast, super far, long distance. Where would you let your feet take you? Where would you travel to with these super fast, super far shoes?
Definitely the trampoline park.
The trampoline park.
Yes.
You're running there.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I just take them off and I just try and sneak in with my money.
Okay, and you're just going to jump on the trampolines all day?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And you?
Well, I would kind of make a bet with someone and be like, oh, yeah, I can run this far, and I bet you can't beat me.
So you're going to make money off of this?
Yeah.
All righty.
I think I would do that at the trampoline park.
That's how you're going to get in. Then you have money to get in to the park.
Yeah, just run past the employees.
I was kind of thinking you guys would go somewhere magical, like, I don't know, somewhere unique and pretty. But nope, you guys are in it for money and trampolines. And all right. The thumping you hear on the microphones is I do have children here and they're doing a great job, but there's some fidgeting. Okay. So
good one.
It's okay. You're doing a great job.
Good one.
Yeah. Good one. Thanks. You know, you're doing actually some better than some of my guests, so I'm pretty proud of you and I appreciate you. Wow. Bleep that out. So speaking of, that's what I was going to mention on the podcast. You were looking for my podcast.
Yeah.
And you found me on Spotify and you said, wow, a lot of these are blocked out, Auntie. And I had to explain it because they were marked explicit. So Auntie had to say, I kind of said the F-bomb too much and I got marked explicit. So sorry about that. This is an episode that's not going to be marked explicit and your kids can even listen to. Yeah. You guys probably get a kick out of that one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I do not cuss.
I cannot believe the whole world. I can't believe the whole world can hear this.
Yeah. Whole world can hear you right now. Yeah. All right. So here's something, little one. Literally, seriously, sometimes ultra runners literally poop their pants. They do. And then they keep running because they're going to get first or second. And they say... The joke is, I'd poop for that, for finish line or for a first place. And they will run with poopies in their pants. What do you think about that?
That's kind of disgusting.
Definitely disgusting.
Could you imagine running with poop in your pants?
I cannot imagine running.
I can. It's disgusting.
You can imagine it?
Yes, it's disgustable.
Disgustable?
I don't think that's a word.
I made it up.
It is today.
That would suck if you had gray pants on.
It's like disgusting and you can't like look. It's really gross. Disgustable.
One time somebody ran past me and I could smell it. It was that bad.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was, And I looked over and he just smiled and shrugged. He knew I could smell it. And it was like this moment of, I know what you did there, buddy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, everyone could smell his poopy pants. So you guys are not for poopy pant running?
No.
No. Do you guys want to see a picture of my toenails or see
no.
that I have?
No.
I'm missing four now right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So do you know when you run this far, like sometimes, like the last time you have blisters that completely like sometimes cover your feet and then the blisters get so big, they push down your toenails and then your toenails sometimes float to the top of your skin and then you got to pull them off. Yeah. Oh, the face you're making is amazing. And yeah. And then you're like, oh,
I hate it.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, there went another toenail. So in the summertime, when you wear flip flops, toenails. So when I go to paint my toenails, I got like two or three right now I could paint.
Oh my goodness.
Evie, do you want to paint my toenails?
No, thank you.
I'll give you a nickel. No? You don't think that? So now what do you think about people who run 100 miles and then lose their toenails, might poop their pants? And do you know what they eat?
What?
Sometimes they're eating
milkshakes.
No milkshakes, no dairy, because their tummy gets really upset and they could puke. Not only are they going to worry about pooping their pants, they got to worry about puking. They eat things like chips, soup, grilled cheese. Oreos are big. They love Oreos.
Ah.
Yeah, they do eat sugar. She was kind of right.
Mm. Yeah.
So now do you think you could do that? Like you would like the food.
Definitely not.
No?
I do not want to risk pooping my pants.
Now, not everyone poops their pants. Most are pretty smart and say, I think I'm going to have to stop and go to the bathroom. Now, some have to maybe dip off the side and go poopy on the side of the bathroom. You better hope there's a porta potty somewhere. Yeah.
So, like, in the middle of the race, you just run past this person pooping on the side of the road.
It has happened. Ideally, you don't want to do that and leave that on the trail because then you got to dig a hole and cover it up, all that good stuff. But, yeah, you want to find a porta potty and you just kind of do that run where you're – you've seen people – I've seen people where they've got that clenched butt run and they know what's going on. You're like, I hope you make it.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I feel totally weird right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What else you guys got to say? Anything about running or ultraman?
It's really gross.
No, it's really gross. So let's circle back to the beginning. What do you think about people who run 100 miles?
I feel sorry for them.
It's totally different now that you heard the whole story. Yeah.
They're pooping their pants, eating
garbage all day.
I feel really sorry for them.
Okay, but here's the true story. Especially me. I've never pooped my pants.
Thank goodness.
Good.
Thank goodness. You happy about that? No, I've never pooped my pants.
Thank goodness.
Not yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, but here's the really cool thing. All the people I know work really, really hard. Sometimes they cry. Sometimes they're hurting. And sometimes it's really, really hard. And they might be at 60 miles, 70 miles, and 80 miles. And then they're like, I can't keep going. And some of their friends or family say, yes, you can. Or they think about their nieces and they're like back home and they're like, I can't let them see me as a quitter. And then they keep going. And you know what they do? They keep going and they don't quit and they finish and they are really proud of themselves. That's really cool. You overcome all those icky stuff and yeah, you might lose some toenails and you might get an upset stomach, but you finish. And that makes them super duper cool and I think superheroes. How about that? On that note, where you guys are still kind of traumatized, your auntie's thinking about running 200 miles. Two.
No.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I think you're going to poop your pants now.
Definitely.
Did grandma set you up to this?
No.
So I was going to ask if you guys thought I should do it.
No.
So I shouldn't ask if maybe, you think I can do it?
Maybe you should try, but...
You're probably going to poop your pants.
I don't think you'll make it. That is way too far.
Wow.
Probably from
you
your house.
You can run to a different state.
Probably like from your house to like all the way to... Chicago or maybe in Colorado.
Anyway, moving on past how far that is, you're thinking 200 is a bad idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I shouldn't tell you it's actually 250 miles.
What?
Who's going in this race? Are they gonna death wish?
Yeah.
There are people who do it and they finish.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's insane.
I would just rage quit.
You would what?
I just rage quit.
Did you say rage quit?
Yes.
Yeah, she'd probably die at mile 10.
So this is a hard no.
Well, you can try.
But I would recommend no.
Recommend no.
Yeah. I think it'd be way too hard.
Well, you guys thought that when I said I was going to do 100 miles.
Well, you proved us wrong with that one.
I don't think about the 250.
I am positive. I don't think you can do it.
Definitely not.
Well, you guys heard it. The family here is saying no. All right. Well, on that sad note, Cocodona's looking more like 125, you guys.
What?
It's 125 miles then if I don't do the 250.
Okay, that's a better.
That make you feel a little bit better?
Yeah.
A little bit more warm, fuzzy?
Yeah.
You can do that, but definitely not 250.
Now, if I did 250, we could totally guilt your mom into letting you guys go out to Arizona and see me finish.
Yeah.
Probably.
Did you just burp in my mic? Okay. So, anything else you'd like to say to our running listeners?
Nope.
How about Happy New Year?
Happy New Year!
All right, guys. We wish you the best. Happy New Year. Go
Happy
out.
Happy New Year.
Yep. Get your goals. Keep running. Sign up for the
Happy
races.
Happy New Year.
Sign up for the races.
Happy New Year.
Sign up for the Pintum race. Sign up for all the races. Do the miles. And don't let a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old tell you you can't do the distance because you can. What do they know? They're just kids.
What?
But seriously, 250 is way too much.
All right, definitely. On that note, until next time, bye-bye.
You are not running that.
Okay.
Runners of the Corn is brought to you by Stonebridge Running in Dixon, Illinois. Stonebridge Running has everything you need, from running a 5K to 200 miles, walking, or standing on your feet all day long. Stop into Stonebridge Running for all your walking and running needs. Thank you, Stonebridge.